Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the Greasy Garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Got the pedal to the metal here on the third hour of Auto World. Good to be along with you. Glad I slowed it up just a little bit for you to climb in. Thanks for riding shotgun with me, folks. You know, quite a few years ago, about 47 years ago, I decided to open a repair shop to help you, to help neighbors, to help everyone around the Boise, Idaho area. Yes, I've been in the Boise, Idaho area ever since. It's exploded. It's exploded with automobiles, which means a lot more people. Like your little city where you're sitting in right now, whatever city and state you're sitting in. And automobiles are a part of our life. It's what we call Auto World. And this world that we're on is, yes, there's horses, but the horses are going bye-bye, of course, not for transportation anymore. Some of you that are listening are using them for transportation out in the country, and I appreciate you being here. But you had to feed the horse. You had to put the shoes on the horse. What I'm saying is you got to keep remembering to put shoes on your car. And your truck, it's called tires. It's called, if you have an ICE automobile, internal combustion engine, you need to change the oil, the air filter, the fuel filter, the transmission filter to keep the horse going. Horsepower, that is. So there's going to be quite a few things we're going to talk about to keep your horse going, your horsepower going, throughout this next year. And I'm going to give you more here on Auto World concerning EVs and hydrogen automobiles, air-powered automobiles also. Like we talked about, you know, last hour, X-ray vision in automobiles. Every day, every second, the car manufacturers are thinking up more and more good or bad, whatever you'd like to call them, things for our creature features, for our horses. Well, that thing called a car or truck that has horsepower. I'm wondering, when it comes to ICE engines, we talk about horsepower and torque. Well, of course, in the EV side of the automobiles, it's called torque through electric motors. Today out here on Auto World, we're going to have a lot of fun with not only going into the email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer, is in the house. Yes, Eddie, the engine. He keeps his engine running. He takes care of all of your emails here at the Auto World Plaza, and he does that for me. He pulls your emails that I ask you folks deliver, and thank you. Keep the emails coming at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. He goes in there, and he finds the ones that he thinks will stump me. Stump the chump is what we call that. Stump me, stump the chump. Please do. Today, we're not only going to go into the email bag. I've got for you the street artist that vandalized the freeway sign down in California that actually improved traffic. We're going to get to that story finally. Again, I want to first and foremost welcome a brand new Auto World affiliate taking Auto World Now. Now, let's go ahead and let's welcome them in to the studio. KTLR. KTLR. Brand new Auto World affiliate. Good to have you folks along. KTLR. KTLR AM 890 FM 103.7 right there in Edmond and Lawton and Oklahoma City and Tulsa, Oklahoma. Wichita, Kansas. Good to have you folks listening. I'm here for you to help you with your automobiles. I'm here for you to send your stories. There's our shout out. Send your stories about your first car, your second car, the lemon you had. What's wrong with your car right now? Do you understand the cost of what's happening with your car in the repair shop? I'm here to help. ASC Certified Master Technician, KTLR, Community Talk, AM 890. General Manager. Ooh, See, I even take your emails. That means that Ugahorn, let's do it. Eddie, the engine emailer, says, let's get in the email bag. Let's do it. Thank you, Eddie. Hey, nice politely handing me the email bag. I appreciate it. I'm going to dig in and see if I can find one, of course, without wrinkling anybody. Oh, there's one. Yes, Eddie, I know I wrinkled some up. He's got a special iron that irons out all these emails I wrinkle up. But here's one right here. See how that works? Oh, no, I can't read it. Okay, let's do it. We got at least three emails to get to this hour. Besides your live emails at AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Okay, this one. Hi, Mark. Great show. Well, thank you. Thank you. And this is John. Thanks, John. Hi, Mark. Great show. Hey, I have that small noise that you're doing for Name That Sound. What is it? And can I repair it myself? I'm driving a 2012 GMC Arcadia with 100,000 miles on it. Thanks in advance, John. Listening in Boston, Massachusetts. Well, John, thank you. Hey, that no one's guessed that name, this sound yet. And you have that sound. Wow. That's, my goodness, I'm glad we're doing that segment. Let's now do a great loud shout out to our station in Boston. Absolutely. There it is. Power 800 AM, WNNW 800 AM, right there in Lawrence Lowell, Haverhill. Saturday and Sunday, they're taking their Auto World show. Very honored. Very honored. Thank you. And in Boston, Massachusetts, where John's listening. Awesome. Good to have you folks along again this week. It's awesome. Saturday and Sunday, taking Auto World. This is the whole thing. I'm here to help everyone, to help. There's a lot of cars out there and trucks. We're going to get everybody fixed, period. So don't be bashful throughout the week. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com, like John's doing here. With that noise, if we can't, Axelrod Alex, let's go ahead and play John's noise again, which we call a segment here, Name This Sound. Oh, John, that sounds good, isn't it? Doesn't that sound good? That's kind of like the heartbeat of America. What car company used that slogan for their motto? The heartbeat of America. You know who it was. It was General Motors. In fact, that's what John owns, is a 2012 GMC Arcadia. John, I had a clue, and that's probably why you said, you say, here, I have that same noise that you're doing for that Name This Sound. Yeah, so I said it was inside your car. I did say that it was not a tire flat and flapping, recap coming off, going pop, 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 pop. No, it wasn't that either. I said it was inside your cabin. John, I've got a gift for you because you are now name this sound. You're doing it because your automobile has it. What this is, folks, that was a live, right off a cell phone. Yep, you can pull up your cell phone. Another Auto World tip, please do. Pull up your cell phones, folks, when you have a noise on your automobile, and put it on video. The video also has audio, and he picks up the audio, and that's exactly what you just heard. I used my cell phone to pick that up because that was a sound inside of a customer's car, like John. John, what's going on is an heater and air conditioning actuator is bad. So John is the winner of that segment we like to call Name This Sound. John, congratulations, and now we're going to fix your thump, 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 thump that you have inside your car. What we've got going on here, folks, and you've probably have that same sound, or you did have the same sound, and it's gone now. Now it's back again. Now it's gone. Now it's back. What's going on? It's an actuator. They are a little plastic geared box. It has plastic gears in it, and they're plastic. And what that does, that you have a flap inside that heater and air conditioning box, John, and that what used to move that flap was in the old cars was a manual lever with a cable hook to it, and you would slide that with your hand back and forth to open and close the flap. Today's cars have electronically controlled. Well, we're going to take a short break. I've got more to talk about this because, well, can you do it yourself? Can you fix it yourself? Can you eliminate this thing? We're going to talk about it when we come back. We'll take a short break. Grab some more M&M's. Dark chocolate. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There's that email horn. When you hear that ego horn, folks, it's time to get back to the email or pull a new one out. We have John here listening to us in Boston, Massachusetts, listening to me on a great automotive radio program station, WNNW 800 AM, Power 800 AM. Right there in Lawrence, Lowell, Haverhill, Saturday and Sunday in Boston, Massachusetts also. Good to have you along, John. He's got that sound, clunk, 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 tick, tick, tick. What this is, inside your cabin, folks, your heater air conditioning has flappers to direct the air, to defrost, to heater on the floor, or to your face out the dash. And so what they've done in the newer cars, of course, and it goes all the way back to like 2003, they put these plastic actuators. Actually, it goes back farther than that, like 1984, if I remember right. Yeah, way back in the early 80s they did this as an experimental thing. It turned into electronics. Instead of manual little levers, moving a cable, using your hand, boring, using your arm and your hand. No, you have digital numbers now. You just touch the steering wheel and tell the temperature that you want. I want it 72 degrees in here. And what happens is it goes through the heater air conditioning head right there in the console of your dash, and then it tells that actuator, because it's electronically controlled, tells those little plastic gears that's inside this little plastic box called the actuator to turn, spin, to open the door flapper all the way, quarter of the way, half of the way, or close it. And so, John, what you've got with your noise in your 2012 GMC Arcadia is that these gears move back and forth, and it's just they're just plastic gears from the factory that, yes, they put a little grease in there, but come on, it's not a lot of grease. Nobody can grease them. The grease gets old, turns into concrete, to tell you the truth of the matter. The plastic gears get stripped out, and what you hear is they sit there, and the cogs and the teeth, they skip. And they literally go, kunk, 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 and it doesn't move the flapper door, folks. So if any one of you have air conditioning and the air is, you put it on defrost because you manually push the defrost button and the air is coming out of the heater instead of pushing up on the windshield, you've got an actuator that's broken out. John, that's what you have. So which actuator do you have that's bad? Yes, you have three of them in your Arcadia. So what I want you to do is I want you to manually push the heater control button. And the arrow that pushes on your foot, the little picture of the little person there, you know, push it on the foot where the arrow is pushing on the foot. Push it. And then I want you to see if you have full air going on down on the feet, John. If you do not, same thing. Put on defrost. Find out instantly when you go from floor to defrost, if you hear the clunk, 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 you've got the actuator that's over on the driver's side right there by the go pedal, right up there above your foot on the go pedal. That actuator's bad. No, John, I do not want you to do it yourself and repair it yourself, because I want to make sure that you're here for Auto World next week, next minute, next second, next hour, next year, because you're going to throw your back out. It's a horrible job. You're going to have to go upside down, inside out, you know, bending your arm around your neck just to get to this actuator. So I recommend that you can have an independent do it, but I want you to ask the independent repair shop that you have in your life. I hope all of you have an independent repair shop in your life. Ask them if they've ever replaced the actuator on that 2012 GMC Arcadia. And if they say, yeah, we got a guy that does that, well, then just stop right there and have him do it. Have him fix it. If they say, no, what actuator are you talking about? Run, John, run. Run. Get to the dealer and have the dealer do it. It's well worth it. And because you have to time the actuator. That's the key. That's why I don't want you to do it, John. If you put the actuator in on the male end that sticks out, it's got teeth on it, of course, because you're going to push the little plastic box. Oh, they're about 2 inches by 2.5, 3 inches long, and you got to time the thing. And if you put it in there at the wrong timing, what happens is you're going to break it again, because you're going to push from heater to defrost. It's going to be going too far into the actuator, cranking too far because you didn't time it correctly, and it's going to break the actuator. Okay, so how much is that? I see it going from $70 all the way up to $170. Depends on the year, make, and model of your car, John. So get in and get it fixed. I do appreciate you listening right there in Boston, Massachusetts on WNNW. Power 800 AM. Appreciate it. Send me an email address, John. I got a little bit of a gift for you here. A little detail gift bag. I've got more of them going out to our other folks, too. We had a little problem getting them shipped out, but we're getting them out there. Getting the product here from our vendors and our sponsors, we're getting them. So, John, I've got them for you, and we're going to get those all shipped out. Send me back an address that I can ship you a little gift bag there, detail package, out to Boston, Massachusetts. Our address, AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Actuators. Annoying, I'm telling you, they really, really are. Okay, we got time. Let's do it right here, this segment of Auto World. Okay, so you're driving and you're always reading. Yes, you're reading signs constantly. Well, guess what? This street artist vandalized a freeway sign that actually improved traffic. What? Oh, yeah. Well, you folks, have you ever heard of way back when, Banksy? The mysterious street artist known for leaving his artwork in the random urban locations. Oh, yeah. He took his own time to take on social, culture, and politic words. That's the best way to say it. Yeah, he put words everywhere. Well, that was back in the olden days. We have a new artist. Driving in California, as you know, you folks listening in California, and, well, anymore, anywhere, with traffic everywhere. Sometimes, you know, it's a nightmare, isn't it? Road rage. There's road debris popping up all over the place. You got cars, you got tires all over the place, you got firefighters putting out thousands of gallons of water onto fires, electrical vehicles on fire, you got takeovers of trash. I mean, it's just road stuff everywhere. And then you got to read the signs. Well, back in 2001, stealthy street artist noticed something very profoundly wrong with the signs, chaotic highway interchange in Los Angeles. The 110 freeway that runs north and south through L.A. Basin, you folks that live there, you know what I'm talking about. From Pasadena to Long Beach, it intersects with many of the other freeways in Los Angeles County. Among them is the I-5, a major freeway that runs the entire length of California. Well, it would be logical, of course, that the sign to get off on I-5 north and I-5 south would be clearly marked, right? Wrong! Residents, as you know, you folks there would complain about how this exit sign for I-5 north off 110 north is barely noticeable. And that there is no other sign leading up to the informed drivers to inform you drivers out there of its presence. So abruptly, thousands of you are missing it and you're getting mad. So when we come back, there's a street artist, a sign maker. He's a sign maker, Richard Ankrum. He did something and it actually helped. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence said he would comply with the law if he were compelled to testify in former President Trump's trial in the 2020 election case. But Pence told CNN he has no plans to testify. Trump attorney John Lauro said Trump asked rather than directed Pence to stop the counting. Lauro went on to say that asking is free speech and is covered by the First Amendment. President Biden is headed out west this week. He'll travel to the key battleground state of Arizona to tout his economic policies. Biden will also travel to New Mexico and Utah as part of the trip. Elon Musk appears to be leaning into plans for a cage fight with Mark Zuckerberg and to show it live. Musk wrote Sunday on X, formerly Twitter, that the Battle of the Billionaires cage fight will be live-streamed on X. Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Taking your time, just stopping your life and pulling it over and bringing your life into your time and your friends, your relatives, your neighbors into our world, Auto World. And we're all out there today on the streets together. Be patient as you drive. Yes, we're all together. You look over. Will you ever see your neighbor in a car next to you? You never know. Well, this street artist in California, to the rescue he came, yes. Talking about a street artist that, in fact, changed a freeway sign that actually improved traffic. Yeah, street artist to the rescue. This street artist is a sign maker. Richard Ankrum decided to do something about the problem they were having in California. The California Department of Transportation was not putting up any effort to correct the problem with this I-5 interchange to tell you when to exit to go north or south. Ankrum made his mission to fix it, both for himself and for everyone else that needed to get off at this exit, he said. So he said to himself, I used to live in Orange County and had gotten lost because it wasn't accurate signage. That's when he realized, hey, he says, I'm a sign guy, I could do this. So what did he do? His mission was simple. Ankrum built his own Interstate 5 shield sign as well as a big north sign in the standard highway font, and climbed up on the ladder on the freeway sign that was confusing drivers for months. successfully affixed his signs to the other sign. It stayed up there for 9 months, folks, before they found out about it. That was okay, though. Even he made headlines, of course. Is his deeds illegal? Well, even after making headlines, Akram's work remained untouched for 8 years. Drivers who frequently used the I-5 North, 110 North interchange loved how his resolve finally helped remove the confusion about where the exit ramp was and is, especially since this was, well, during a time when turnaround by navigation wasn't as advanced as it is today. Thanks, Richard. All you folks in California know what that's about, you know, exiting on I-5 North. He fixed it. Accidentally, that is. No, he did it on purpose. It is time now here on Auto World. On this date, this is a segment we like to call it. On this date, back in 1909, General Motors, folks, buys Cadillac. Yes, General Motors, GM, purchased Cadillac on this day in 1909 for $4.5 million in General Motors stock. Cadillac was already the top seller for luxury automobiles in the United States. The history of Cadillac begins with failure of Henry Ford's second attempt at starting a car company. When Detroit engineer and machinist Henry Leland was approached by Ford's former investors to appraise, well, their facility equipment, he instead convinced the men to continue with their plans to build a car company. His idea was to use his own engine design and the investor's blueprints for what was to originally be the first car from the Henry Ford Company. 1903 Cadillac Model S. Leland. He did it. But it was back on this date when General Motors purchased Cadillac in 1909 $4.5 million. I think that kind of worked out for him. Do you like your Cadillac? How's that Escalade treating you? That's what we're here for. I'm here to hear your stories. Share them with us. We're looking forward to your photos. Share your photos of your Cadillac Escalade or any other automobile and brand and model you have. We're going to put it on the website. Our website right here where you can also listen to Auto World at any time throughout the week. Go to autoworldmedia.com, click on the little red bar there right on the top. It's just simple to see it. You'll see the phone number. Call us at any time at 855-660-4261. And again, a little refresh reminder podcast to be able to go back and find out what that recall was on the first hour. Just Google Auto World Mark Evans. And that way you can stay in touch with what is happening here. Well, folks, we're right here now, and that means one thing. EVs, as you know, I've talked about those two letters, EVs. Well, there's one company that's late to the EV party. It's Subaru, and they plan to catch up. You know how they're going to catch up? With $10.5 billion. That's right. Through the end of the decade, Japanese automaker, they plan to invest $10.5 billion to electrify its lineup, folks. That number includes 250 billion yen already announced for reorganizing domestic production of Subaru. Although the company admits that the number could vary depending on how much, you know, battery investment is required. Yeah, batteries, they cost money. An in-house BEV production will be initiated in Japan in 2025, as will the next generation of HEVs. HEV production would be initiated in the United States this following year. The BEV production starting stateside sometimes after that as another dedicated BEV production line is, well, brought up to speed in Japan. So they're going to get Japan first, and then they're going to bring it over to you. Now, everywhere I look, there's, in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting right now in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. Folks, as soon as I leave the studio, I'm going to be seeing Subarus, or Eurobuses, whatever you want to call them. Spell the word, their name backwards, and you'll get Eurobus. Just for fun. Okay. Now, given the automakers halfway through 2023 already, this company, Subaru, well, they have a fairly aggressive timetable, intending to sell. He's sitting down. They're intending to sell 400,000 BEVs in the United States by 2028 and offering eight BEVs in this lineup by the end of the start of 2029. Currently, it's only BEV is the Subaru Solera, which is built at Toyota's plant in Japan. But Subaru says that it will unveil, about three new BEVs through 2026, with four more to follow by the start of 2029. So as we keep going here, a lot of you Subaru owners out there, and I know there's a lot of you listening, absolutely, it's going to happen. Now, you've been wondering, when can I get an electric EV in my Subaru brand? Well, I just told you, so stay tuned and be patient. Now, another announcement that just came through, total surprise. Excuse me. Total surprise this last week. Rumors surfaced that the Subaru and Toyota's upcoming partnership, that's right, Subaru and Toyota partnership on 2-3-row, they're going to build together as partners. They're going to build a 2-3-row all-electric SUVs. The BZ5X will be the monarchy of Toyota's variant. Subaru's model name is unknown. Toyota plans to invest $461 million in its, again, are you sitting down? Toyota plans to invest $461 million in its 9 million square foot Georgetown, Kentucky plant to accommodate the new joint venture with Subaru. Wow. And also, rumors say that there's a new facility that Toyota is building in Liberty, North Carolina. This will supply the batteries for this Toyota BZ4X. The first battery electric vehicles, the two-tone Toyota BZ4X and the Subaru Solera, Solerita crossover. Wow. We'll be right back. More to come.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the
wheel. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh, this thing is running great.
Are they ever going to eliminate the brake pedal? Well, they kind of have, haven't they? Automatic braking is in automobiles. Tell your insurance agent that you have a car that does lane assist and that the brake does apply when you get too close to somebody, folks. Say hello to a better insurance premium. Woo! That's what we're here for, is to save you money and get you more money in your back pocket. Okay, it's time right here on Auto World. We're getting down where the garage doors are going to start to come down. We have, for you, we're going up the list. I have, yes, Axelrod Alex sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. He has called and got Dougie, the five-stick drummer, on the line. We're ready for the drum roll for the number one spot. Which states drive the most American-made vehicles? First hour, we've started at the bottom of the list. We're going up now, the second hour. I believe, oh my gosh, we got a lot to get to here. Number 31, Delaware, 44.9%. Coming in at number 30 is Vermont, 45% American-made cars. New Hampshire is 45.2%. South Carolina, 45.6%. You folks in Alabama, 45.6% American-made cars. Tennessee, 45.7%. Texas, you come in at 46.3%, beating out Tennessee. Illinois, where I was born, 47.7%. You beat out Texas. Let's go up. Louisiana, 50.4%. 50.4%. Mississippi, 51.2%, driving the most American-made cars. Oklahoma, Tulsa, 51.7%. Congratulations. New Mexico, 52.4%. Maine, 52.6%. Idaho, where I'm sitting at right now, you folks listening on News Talk KBOI, AM 670 and 93.1, Idaho, 53.3% is driving the most American-made cars. Ohio, beats out us here in Idaho at 53.4%. Minnesota, 54.4%. Where Axelrod Alex is sitting. Kentucky beats out Minnesota. Sorry, Alex. Kentucky, 54.6%. West Virginia, 54.9%. Missouri, 55.4%. Arkansas, 56.2%. Indiana, 56.2%. Alaska, what? Alaska, 56.5%. Kansas, 58.2% of most American made driving around the cars in that state. Nebraska beats you out at 59.7%. Wisconsin, 60.1%. Montana, oh, look at there. Montana, shout out to my Uncle Dean. He was the voice of the Bobcats. Montana, 63.9%. Ohio, 66.6%. Watch out, three sixes. South Dakota, 68.6%. Wyoming, 69.3%. Now, the number two slot in which states drive the most American-made vehicles? Number two goes to North Dakota, gets number two slot at 69.4%. But who is the number one? Which state drives the most American-made cars? Dougie, let's hear that drum roll. Dougie. Dougie, five-stick drum roller, good job. The number one state that drives the most American-made cars, folks, is Michigan. Michigan Motor City. 76.6%. Congratulations. That's a lot of American-made cars. It kind of makes sense. I mean, most of the cars are made in Michigan. I mean, the transmissions, the engines, the... Okay, a lot of parts are made. Congratulations. Let's give them a hand, everybody. A salute. Right hand, left hand up, please. Thank you. There it is. A salute to Michigan. You know what we're going to do? We need to put this... Oops. Time to go into the email bag, folks. We're going to put a copy of that up on our website, autoworldmedia.com, so you can see where you come in. Remember the podcast, because I'm talking fast. Podcast. Just Google Auto World, Mark Evans. Okay. Let's go into the email bag. We have a little time left. Let's do it. Eddie the Engine, I appreciate all your help here today with the emails, and we got a lot of them. He says, you got to get to them, Mark. I will. I promise all of you by Tuesday that we will be getting to every one of you, period. So, with that, you're going to see me email from me. This one is from Aaron. He's listening in Florida. Awesome, Aaron. Congratulations. I appreciate that. Thank you. He says, good to be with you, Mark. Look forward to your show every week. Well, thank you, Aaron. Thank you, thank you. Have a question for you about our Chevrolet Suburban. Drive it every day to and from and just notice the oil gauge not reading right. It pegs from full oil pressure, then goes to zero. Is this a oil pressure unit problem, or could it be a bad gauge? Question mark. Thanks for your help. Aaron, listening on WWPR. Well, awesome. Thank you, Aaron. Let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World. Oh, yeah. Auto World affiliates right there in Florida. WWPR AM 1490 right there in Sarasota, St. Petersburg, Bradenton, Florida. Good to have you folks along. Thanks, Aaron. It's good to be in Florida. You know, nice warm. Nice warm weather and the water. Oh, it's good. It's good. Watch out for the sharks. Anyway, Aaron, let's back up here a little bit and take a look at this Suburban. Congratulations. Great model, make all that. Must have some kids because all those seats in there. You're going to have grandkids, you know, sooner or later. Congrats. Don't sell the Suburban, Aaron. You're going to need it to haul the grandkids around. Okay, yeah. Fuel oil pressure sending unit. It's bad, Aaron. That's why it's pegging full. Then going to zero. Yep. This is something that it's not the gauge. I just want to verify and let you know it's not the gauge, so don't worry about that. The dashboard on these have little motor meters in them, Aaron, and that's another thing we should probably, I will probably go ahead and do an audio on that and do that segment again on Auto World sometime in the future with the noise of a motor meter that's going out on your gauges, folks. It's General Motor products only. These little motor meters will make a noise, Aaron. You'll hear them tick, 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 and that'll be there at the dashboard. That's when you know the gauge is bad. So if you have that noise, yeah, your gauge is bad. But when you pointed out here, this is the key, communication. That's what it's all about. When you stated that your oil pressure gauge pegs and then goes to zero, that tells me the sending unit's bad. Now, the sending unit, it's not that bad of a price. I'm talking maybe $20, if that. Okay, you can buy it yourself. Go right into the parts store, tell them your make and model, and tell them the size of the engine. You'll find that on the sticker underneath the hood. It could be on the underneath part of the hood or, of course, right where the radiator support is there on that plastic. If you can't find the sticker, they do need to know the size of the engine, Aaron. If you can't find the sticker, then just take the VIN number, call the dealer, and they'll tell you by one of those letters what size of motor. But you can do it yourself. A swivel. Swivel, universal swivel, and a it's an inch and 16th socket, deep socket, inch and 16th. It's over on the driver's side in the back of the block, Aaron. Prepare for takeoff. It'll take you about 20 minutes to a half hour. You can get it done yourself. Appreciate it. Hey, Aaron, I got a gift for you. Send your email address to me, and I'll get the gift sent out to you. Our address is Auto World Media. AutoWorldMedia.com is our website, but AutoWorldRadio at Yahoo is our email address. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it. Listening to us on WWPR AM 1490.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
It is time. That word this week is noise. Noise. Folks, are you tired of the noise in life and in your car, your automobile? Fix it. Isolate it. Where is it? Coming from under the dash, above the dash, outside, right side, left side. Take your cell phone out. Use the video. And that video has audio. It'll take and absorb that audio sound, and you can then fix it. Isolate the noise in your life. Thanks for joining me, everyone. Appreciate it. Absolutely, and thank you for sending the photos of your cars. Keep them coming. They're going to be on our website.
But now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sally's Bell, take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Oh, I'm bad. I'm nationwide. Yes, I'm bad.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.